What is up? It's The Rant. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, April 13th. We got 16 days, baby. 16 days until the NFL draft, so we'll continue our countdown here on the show today. We're going to do some running back comps for the top players in this year's class. Had some fun with that, and I think that'll be pretty useful for you as we roll into this year's NFL draft. Before I get to that, let me tell you about our sponsor, Monkey Knife Fight. Do you like to play daily fantasy sports? Well, you need to go check out monkeyknifefight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight.com is the fastest growing daily fantasy site in the world because MonkeyKnifeFight.com is different than other daily fantasy sites. That's because on MonkeyKnifeFight.com, there are no salary caps. You don't have to play against sharks. And that means anyone has a chance of winning, even you. MonkeyKnifeFight.com has tons of fun daily contests and all the sports you love: baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, NASCAR, WNBA, esports, and of course, football. Monkey Knife Fight has it all, and you know what else? MonkeyKnifeFight.com has a free $5 game for you just for signing up. If you use the promo code RANT, R-A-N-T, you'll have your first deposit matched instantly, up to $50. With a name like MonkeyKnifeFight.com, you can be pretty certain you know what you're going to be getting when you sign up to play Monkeys and Knives and Fights and Sports. Sign up and play today at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Play to MKF and win. State and age restrictions apply. See site for full terms and restrictions. All right, so the NFL draft is rapidly approaching, and over at FTNFantasy.com right now, the Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide is officially live. If you're not familiar with this, well, it's basically a draft guide for Dynasty Rookie Leagues where I give you all of the relevant players. In fact, I went 150 players deep, give you profiles for them, give you player comps, give you the stats you need to know, plus rankings, overall, super flex, some IDP ranks, top 30 there, and also my draft board, all in one downloadable PDF. Now, you could buy the PDF, just the PDF, but probably better to just spend a few more dollars and get a subscription over at FTN for our fantasy site, FTNFantasy.com. You can use the promo code RATPACK, get you 10% off, and you get access for an entire year. Now, if you're interested in all three of our sites, we do have an all-access package. Now, it's a little pricey, okay? It's a little pricey, but trying to do these subscriptions all by themselves is, it's a little bit more pricey, and it gives you access to our DFS, our betting, and our fantasy sites, all for $349.99, but again, use the promo code RATPACK, you get yourself $35 off right there, 10% off. Hey, if you play DFS, if you want to bet, you want all my player prop bets, all that fun stuff, plus the fantasy stuff, it's going to pay for itself. Just saying. And this price goes away soon. So head on over for the all access, or just head on over for access to the Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide. All right, so let me dive into some of these top players and who they comp out to. Just to get you set up here at running back, we'll continue to roll through all the positions and we'll do some fun stuff in the build up here to the NFL draft. And also, as we get closer to the NFL draft, I think this actually will start up next week. I'm going to end up doing more pods per week because right now I've been at two per week, as I'm sure you know. We'll kick that into high gear for you here soon. But let's start with Travis Etienne. I do think, you know, you could rank him or Najee Harris as the first running back in this year's class, and really, you know, whatever, it's a silly debate to go back and forth there. But I do think that, you know, we'll get some clarity after these guys get drafted. But regardless, for Travis Etienne, I have Jamaal Charles as my comp. I see a lot of the similarities between the two: three down ability, home run hitting potential. Etienne is the type of player who can take any play to the house if he gets to the second level. From a size standpoint, you know, kind of a similar build as well. And obviously, JC was pretty darn good for fantasy purposes. For Najee Harris, there's been a bunch of different comps thrown out there. Matt Forte is probably the most common. I see Matt Forte. I could see Arian Foster. But probably the best comp for me is Le'Veon Bell. And honestly, I've had the Steelers taking him in a mock or two. He's not a home run hitter. But he is a darn good football player who's a true three-down option and really good in the passing game. So, you know, hey, Le'Veon Bell was an elite fantasy option. So it's so not a bad comp there for the big boy out of Alabama. Javonte Williams, see a version of Aaron Jones to him. He's a smaller back at 5'9", but 212, like smaller in terms of height, but not in terms of weight. He's thickly built. Dude is... really quick athlete in a phone booth, has decent speed, not going to necessarily run away from defenders like you see with ETN, but plays so physical. So love Javonte Williams. Next on my list is Trey Sermon. Every time I watch Trey Sermon, I see Chris Carson. The only problem with Trey Sermon, I wish I saw more of him at the college level. I just wish he was used more. He finally gets like unleashed this past year down the stretch in the playoffs. I wish we would have seen more of him because he's pretty freaking good, man. He's got decent size. He can play in passing down situations, but he's probably better suited to early down work. You know, we'll see what teams ultimately view him as there, but he could be a pretty high volume guy at the pro level. Michael Carter next on my list. Every time I see Michael Carter, I think Austin Ekeler. He is passing down, like he's a change of pace plus, which is basically Austin Ekeler, right? A guy who could, at the NFL level, catch 50, 60, 70 balls, but also a guy who could, at the NFL, you know, carry the ball about 150 times or so. He's not going to be a 250 carry guy, but decent in passing situations. Like, all of that really resembles a lot of Austin Ekeler, and obviously that'd be a pretty good comp for fantasy purposes. Kenneth Gainwell is Theo Riddick, man. He's not going to offer as much in early downs. Like, I know in 2019 he had a lot of work there, but he's really undersized. 5'8", you can get away with that if you're 5'8", like 215. He's 5'8", 201. He's like 200 dripping wet. And really, I see him best suited to a passing down role. Now, he's one of the best pass catchers in this year's class. So that bodes really well for him. He's got speed. You get him in space. Satellite player. There's a lot to like there with Kenneth Gainwell. Chuba Hubbard. Comp I have for him is Tevin Coleman. Chuba Hubbard has got some major speed, but he is like more of an angular player. He's 6 foot, but only 210. So he's a little bit lean for that height. He has the speed to break away. I mean, heck, he has a 2,000-yard season under his belt. Not many players in NCAA history can say that, and he is one of them, but he did come off of a season where he certainly hurt his draft stock here a little bit in 2020. Still could be a pretty interesting player at the pro level. Like I said, Tevin Coleman, not a bad comp. Jamar Jefferson out of Oregon State. See a lot of Devontae Booker. He is not a plus athlete. He's a good football player. You put on Oregon State games, you watch Jamar Jefferson, you say, oh, who's that guy? But then you start to look at the measurables, 5'10", 206. You look at the pro day numbers, 4.55, 7.38, 4.38 in the short shuttle, 31-inch vert. None of it pops. So he could be a little limited at the pro level, but he's overall a really good player. The athleticism may be a little bit better with Kylan Hill out of Mississippi State. Don't look at his numbers from last year. Mississippi State changed head coaches, obviously, with Mike Leach coming in, so everything was different there. So don't, like, why didn't he touch the ball? Well, yeah, it's Mike Leach's offense. That's why. I see some Wayne Gallman to Kylan Hill. Not a superstar in any one area, but as Wayne Gallman showed us last year, he's not bad. You know, and not bad actually can be good for fantasy purposes. Wayne Gallman was a pretty solid option. So I think that's where we were there, you know, with him. And Kylan Hill offers pretty similar profile. Ramondre Stevenson is, like a bruiser type. 6 foot, 231, goes the JUCO route, so plays with a little bit of chip on his shoulder. I see Gus Edwards when I see Ramondre Stevenson. Not fast, but just going to do everything that you want him to do, especially in early downs. Could be a pretty solid player at the pro level. Love me some Elijah Mitchell. Love me some Elijah Mitchell. Love. This dude's athletic off the charts. 4.35, 40-yard dash. 37.5 vert, pretty solid. 128 broad, more than solid. Sub-7 in the three-cone. 4.20 in the short shuttle. Everything you like right there. 5.10, 201, a little light, but he looks bigger than that on the field. I comped him to Zach Moss maybe a little bit better than you realize in the passing downs. Very athletic player. Didn't play the best competition. Ran behind a good offensive line at Louisiana Lafayette as well. But, you know, sneaky name. Although I think a lot of people know it now, so I don't know how sneaky it is. Khalil Herbert out of Virginia Tech almost does nothing until this last year. Did nothing when he was at Kansas. Goes to Va Tech, has a breakout year. Has a skill set very similar to Mike Davis' profile overall. Looks like a Mike Davis clone almost on the field. He could be, you know, reasonably good number two, you know, if the starting back gets hurt. All right, you know, Herbert comes in. He does a little like Mike Davis 2020 routine. I could see that. I don't see him ever being the lead back in a backfield. Jarrett Patterson is one of my favorites in this year's class. Now, the comp isn't going to necessarily pop, but when I explain it, it'll make sense. The comp is Devin Singletary, and I know we don't love that comp right now, but here's the deal. Patterson's undersized like Singletary, but he is explosive. I think he's actually a better football player, believe it or not, than Singletary, but he's more undersized, so that hurts the cause. He's 5'6", 195, and you might think, well, what in the world do we want with this guy? Well, I'll tell you what we want. Jarrett Patterson once scored 8 touchdowns in a single football game at the college level. That is an Al Bundy-like feat right there. And, of course, it wasn't against the best team. I think it was against Kent State. But this dude has that kind of chops. This dude plays with a chip on his shoulder. This dude knows how to find the end zone. Players like this guy right here, you know, like the Danny Woodheads of the world, they make it in the NFL because they always play with that chip on their shoulder. And yeah, sure, they may be undersized, but they know how to play the freaking game. I like Jarrett Patterson a lot out of Buffalo. Javian Hawkins, oh, speed for days, man. 4.44 at his pro day, plays faster on the field. Get the ball in his hand, and things will happen. I see Nyheim Hines. I see Tariq Cohen. Actually, Tariq Cohen is the comp that I have for him. Tariq Cohen was called the human joystick at the college level. Javian Hawkins is called PlayStation. So that should tell you, they're video game type players. Big things waiting to happen, but he is undersized, 5.08, 183. Puka Williams Jr., I see a lot of Donnell Pumphrey, which Donnell Pumphrey was prolific at the college level, but obviously didn't pan out at the pro level. Puka Williams can run. You know, he is fast, scat back type, home run hitting ability. Like Pumphrey, though, maybe your best chance is a special team slash like return specialist at the pro level, because really undersized at 5'10", but only 170. Larry Roundtree the third. Jeff Wilson is who I think I see with him. Now, he doesn't have any speed, but pretty good football player, you know, from a early down standpoint. He runs hard. He has a little bit of that chip on his shoulder as well that we saw with Jeff Wilson Jr. And, you know, he was really a workhorse there at Mizzou. Rakeem Boyd out of Arkansas. I think I see a little, you know, poor man's Alexander Mattison with him. Not necessarily like across the board amazing athlete, but does a lot of things right. I just look at the testing numbers. They don't look particularly well. Some of the worst testing numbers in this year's class for Rakeem Boyd. Let's round it out with one of my favorites. Deep name. I didn't initially have him in my top 18 because I was only going to comp 18 players this year. But after his pro day performance, I have to say I like Jake Funk. And I cannot lie. This dude goes out 4.49 in the 40, 38-inch vert, 122 in the broad, 6.71 in the three cone. That's fast AF. The short shuttle, 4.12, 22 in the bench. If you open up the FTN Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide, there's a heat map for all the pro day numbers, and green is good, red is bad, right? They're all green for Jake Funk. So pretty impressive. Very lightly used at Maryland, but the player comp should say it all. Every year there's a guy like this. My player comp for Jake Funk is Mike Boone. Mike Boone was this guy at Cincinnati. Comes out of nowhere, puts up monster numbers, like athletic numbers, and then all of a sudden gets a sniff. I think Funk could get a sniff as well at a roster spot because you can't teach that athleticism. Some deeper names to know, Chris Evans. I didn't comp him, but like the skill set and the athleticism out of Michigan, super athletic. For Chris Evans, did miss 2019 with academic suspension. Stevie Scott out of Indiana. If there's a James Robinson in this year's class, it's Stevie Scott, undrafted guy who comes out of nowhere, ends up putting up some big numbers as a rookie. could be Stevie Scott, so I like him a lot. Then, you know, maybe a couple other names here. Deion Jackson out of Duke, another athletic kid there with some interesting chops. Dimitri Felton could be a wide receiver. I list him as a running back, but he could be a wide receiver. Trey Ragus out of Louisiana Lafayette, yet another one there. Doesn't quite have the pedigree of Elijah Mitchell, but pretty solid player. And then one more. How about Kenny Nwankwo? This dude's athletic. Kenny Nwankwo ran a 4.32 in a 40, jumped 38 inches of the vert, 125 in a broad, 6.83 at the three cone, 4.25 shuttle. That was probably his worst event. 22 in the bench, 6'2", 210. He had 61 attempts, though, last year for Iowa State. He is as raw as they get. He's even more raw than Funk. But Funk and Nwankwo are the athletic superstars out of the deeper names here. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. So remember, go check out ftnfantasy.com. Use that promo code RATPACK to get a discount on the subscriptions. And, of course, follow along with me on social media, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. Use the hashtag RATPACK. That way I know you're listening to the show. We'll do some comps at wide receiver on I'll be doing a show on Thursday, not Friday this week. So on Thursday, we'll comp out some wideouts for you here on the podcast. Be on the lookout for that. All right, I'll catch you on the flip side. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out of here.